Good evening, welcome to our podcast. We're going to call it our podcast light this evening. Our producer, Nat, was unavailable this evening, but we didn't want to leave everybody hanging with nothing. And so we're going to do a mini podcast. We don't have our fancy cameras and equipment, all that going. We've got a cell phone that's filming us.
Well, we got the Holy Spirit.
That's the most important thing. So we're going to do a mini podcast using our phone. And so if the sound and everything's not as nice and crisp as it normally is, just wait till the next week and we'll get back to normal. But what's important is the Word of God. And so for just a moment, I want to talk about a subject that I feel like I talk about almost every time I minister. But I want to specifically try to answer the question, why is holiness important? We talk about holiness. We talk about even a lot of times what holiness is and how we live it out.
The difference between holiness and righteousness.
We talk about it a lot. The last book I wrote deals a lot with what holiness is about. But why is holiness important? And I kind of want to, even though I really talk about that a lot, I want to kind of take a little bit of a different look, a little view at it for just a few moments. The easy answer to why holiness is important is because God said, "Be holy, for I am holy." That's the easiest, and that really should stand alone and be enough. It says it in Leviticus. It says it in
Peter.
First Peter talks about it. Both the Old and the New Testament talk about it. It's such an important part. You could actually say it is the part of what God expects from us. Now, if you're of the opinion that God doesn't require anything after salvation, that you give your heart to the Lord, and that everything is under grace, and it really doesn't matter what you do, then you're not going to like you're not going to like anything that we talk about ever, and you're especially not going to like today. But if you're someone that is searching as to why things are the way they are in your life, and they're not the way that you expect them to be before God, then you really need to listen to what we're going to say. But why holiness? Well, let me give you another scripture just to kind of set the foundation. Hebrews says this. It says, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." Now, again, I encourage you to go read chapter 11 and then chapter 12 of Hebrews, where it talks about these people of faith. And the writer of Hebrews makes this strong connection between faith and holiness, that you cannot properly show faith in God unless you're living a life of holiness. He gives all kinds of examples regarding faith and holiness. Maybe the ultimate one that is used when he starts talking about Esau. And he says that Esau sold his birthright and was desperately weeping to get it back, but he couldn't. And Christians today, by the tens of millions, have sold their birthright, and they're living their lives in a natural way instead of a supernatural way. Mm-hmm. Our birthright is to live supernaturally. That's our birthright. But Christians have sold that birthright and live and die in a natural way because, for this reason, they don't understand. Your birthright is useless and it's sold unless you have holiness. Holiness is the key to having and using your supernatural birthright. I encourage you to go read chapters 11 and 12 of Hebrews with that understanding. It is, as if you ever listen to our podcast, listen to our messages, listen to Wednesday nights, Sunday nights, you know that I hit on this theme of holiness a lot because, as I've said many times, righteousness is God's part. Holiness is our part. We can't be righteous, but we can live holy. Now, this is where I want to kind of give you a little bit different of an example. You guys can jump in if you have anything. But I want to use an extreme example to make a point this evening. But in reality, it's things that are a lot smaller than this that can make a difference. But let me give you this example. And actually, we've had this happen in various forms many, 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 many times over the years. But someone will come and say, I don't understand why God would allow my brother, my sister, my husband, my wife, my child to come down with this disease. Now, again, I'm going to use a very extreme example, and there's I want you to know that I know that I'm doing that. And you say, well, what disease did they have? Well, they came down with lung cancer. And then you say, tell me a little bit more. Well, my brother, my husband, my wife, they've been a smoker, you know, for 25 years. And well, here's the thing. This might sound harsh, but God is a just God. He doesn't work in fairness. You say, oh, but you don't understand. They work to feed the hungry all the time. You don't understand. They're the nicest person I've ever met. You don't know how they're always there to cheer somebody up. But if you're living in an unholy way and you're a smoker for 25 years, then God doesn't have responsibility to keep you from lung cancer. And that's a harsh reality that when people begin to realize that God requires. Now that's I'm going to say it again. That is a very, that example is that's a easy way for me to get my point across. When in reality, there's a lot of other little things that keep us from walking in holiness. The Bible talks about the highway of holiness. The highway of holiness, to walk on the highway of holiness, you can't have unholiness. The Bible makes it clear that there is no mixture in the things of God.
Sometimes those little ones are some of the more dangerous ones because they're hard to see.
That's the thing.
They're hard to penetrate.
That's what the devil uses. So I understand it's an extreme example. But you've got to know that what happens is when people begin to realize, wait a minute, God requires things, either one of two things usually happens. And there's variations on both of these, but the two major things that happens are, number one, people just decide, well, I'm just going to walk away and do what I want to do. If God's going to require of me, then I'm going to live the way I want to live. I can still tell people I love God. Some people still say, I used to go to church. I consider myself a Christian, but more or less they don't serve the Lord. More or less they just walk away from the things of God. Or the second thing that happens is people begin to justify things their own way in their minds, and they say, well, God must need this person to be sick. God must want this person to suffer. And so I'm going to say my relative that died way before they should have died, I'm going to say that it must have been God's will for it to happen.
It's a very nice way of blaming it on God.
That very good, Benji. That's exactly right. It's a nice way of blaming it on God. And I can remember my dad saying so many times to people, including in situations like I just said, with their family members being sick, how many times my dad would say to them, you had better never point a finger at God. Mm-hmm. You had better never. And that is such a dangerous place to be. God is a God of love and mercy, but you had better never point a finger at God, because the Bible makes it clear. It makes it clear. The Bible, all through the Bible, bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all my iniquities and heals all, not some, who heals all my diseases.
Yes.
The Bible says the thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Everything that God wants to do in your life is involving health and life and peace and joy and happiness and good things.
In other words, sickness is not of God.
That's exactly right. But you have to understand, holiness is required. If you're going to walk in those things, holiness is required. If you're going to be able to stand, what does it say? Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. If you want to be able to stand before the Lord and claim your healing and know that it's going to be unto you, then you've got to be able to say, God, I'm walking on that highway of holiness. And again, it goes back to a very simple scripture found in both the Old and the New Testament. Be holy, for I am holy. God requires it. And again, you said, but okay, what is holiness? We don't have time to get into that right now. I talk about it all the time. But at its very core, it means being separate. It means being consecrated. It means being different. And again, I used an extreme example, but the world smokes. I don't know how I got on smoking, but the world smokes. You know, that is an unclean thing. If you try to justify it as being clean, then you this isn't for you. I could get into a lot of other things that people don't want to hear. A lot of things, and I just don't want people turning off the camera right now. I want them to watch. There's a lot of things I could mention. A lot of things that the majority of the church world does. 95% of the church world does that I can talk about, but it's keeping you from walking in holiness. So again, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And if no man shall see the Lord, you're certainly not going to see the blessings of the Lord. You're certainly not going to see the healings of the Lord. You're certainly now, again, we serve a God of mercy. This has nothing to do with mercy. This has to do with obedience. This has to do with obeying what God said. So again, why is holiness important? Well, God said it, number one. Number two, you're not going to see the Lord without holiness. People don't like to hear it, but the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Not righteousness, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And again, you find yourself in a position of pointing the finger at God and blaming God, as Benji said. You find yourself in that position when you begin to justify things in your mind one way or the other. Well, I can do what I want. Well, God must have had a reason for this to happen. Listen, we don't need to stop. We need to stop that.
He said the word mind. That's a key word right there.
Absolutely right. We don't need to talk like that. Well, God wants this person sick. Listen, God doesn't want you or your loved one sick. What he does want is for you to walk in holiness. I don't know. You have anything you want to add? Anything we missed?
No. It's kind of interesting because I was reading the scripture. I've been thinking about it for several days about in Isaiah 30. That says you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's a result that we can expect when we take this to heart, you know, to walk in holiness, that the path in front of us is going to be clear. It's going to be made clear. And we're going to hear the voice.
That's right.
It's a specified way to walk. But we'll hear the voice behind us.
That's right.
Walk in it and we'll be obedient.
It goes well with the verse in Proverbs. It says, acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your paths.
Well, and again, I want to make it clear. I know that I used an extreme example talking about the smoker and the lung cancer and all of that. I know that I did that. But I did that to get your attention. Now let's break it down, because there are physical things, there are mental things, and there are spiritual things that we do that are unholy, and they all have consequences. And they might not start out as quick as saying, well, someone's going to die because of it, but once the enemy gets that door, that step in through something small, physical, mental, and even most important, spiritual, when he finds that door,
he's willing to take his time.
He's going to take his time until he gets what he wants. And that's why, listen, by every metric, by every person's metric, what you go to, whoever you want to go to, that people are walking away from the things of God by the millions. I mean, you can't look at anything, whether it be a Christian, religious, or secular group. Everyone says that people are walking away by the millions from particularly Christianity. But that's because no one is teaching that God requires. And if you don't fulfill the requirements, there's nothing keeping you there. There's nothing to hold on to. You have to fulfill those requirements that God has. though there are absolutes in the kingdom of God. And if you don't grab a hold of those absolutes, then you're going to fall away. Well, I hope this has touched your heart today. I pray not only does it touch your heart, but that you share it with others. Because I'm telling you, this is the message that God's people need to hear. It's really the message we minister every time. Maybe we've made it a little bit more concise for this podcast. But being to remind everybody where they can see us.
We've got our regular Sunday 11 a.m. services and Wednesday night 7 p.m. services on all of our online platforms, as well as in person here at the City on a Hill Church in Loganville. Every day we got something going on online. If it's not one of our services, it's one of our devotions on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. on all our online platforms. Those platforms include Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, City on a Hill Church, Coa Church. Tuesday at 8 p.m., Remnant 101 comes out online. Friday at 8 p.m., the Call in the Remnant podcast, like this one, comes out on 8 p.m. online. You can also listen to our podcast on Spotify, wherever else you get your podcast. Siri and Alexa can play podcasts for you very easily. And like we always say, please, if you get a chance, come join us for one of our services. See what God can do in your life.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time.